This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to ghost towns in the making. In Spain, an estimated 4,000 rural towns are in danger of dying as people move to cities or more modern suburban settings. But some real estate companies have a strategy to profit from this. As Lucia Benavides reports, the buyers are often foreign business people looking to get into rural tourism.
The town of Esblada, in the northeast region of Catalonia, sits right off the highway, surrounded by green hills. There's no cell phone service, and only one house still stands, where Maite Martín and her husband live.
When we leave, if no one takes over, the town will die.
The couple moved here 20 years ago and opened a roadside restaurant. Now, they're retired and want to leave. Esblada, made up of 14 stone buildings, mostly in ruin, is on the market for $310,000. Elvira Fafian runs a company that's in the business of selling these types of towns.
Someone had to show that rural towns are still alive.
Her company, Aldeas Abandonadas, or Abandoned Villages, is run like a real estate firm. Fafian works with landowners to help market their towns to businesses and individuals wanting to live in rural Spain, and then gets a cut of the sales price. The towns sell for anywhere between $100,000 to $5 million. Fafian started her business 12 years ago. She says she's been selling 10 a year, mostly to foreigners.
They are attracted to these types of properties being sold in Spain for prices that would be unthinkable in their home countries.
Some of the towns were subsequently renovated for rural tourism. Others used as private estates. But Uriol Anson Fradera, from the regional Catalan government, says the challenge is creating diverse economies in towns at risk of dying.
If you fix a town for people to live in, but you don't have access to healthcare services and grocery stores, it gets complicated.
He says selling villages isn't going to bring back these communities. In Barcelona, I'm Lucia Benavides for Marketplace.